money, a terrible God. And our theme scripture is taken from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 to 18. Please, I'm reading from the KJV. Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 17 to 18. God says, "And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day." Please again. "And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God." So God is saying something to Christians, his children. He says, remember the Lord thy God. Never say to yourself that it is by my mind and power I made the wealth that you have. Never say to yourself that it's by your strength or intelligence that you got the wealth that you have. God says, no, it's not by your strength or intelligence. It's not because you are better than that other brother or sister. See, God says that, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is the Lord thy God who giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant." So he goes on also to tell us as Christians the purpose for God helping Christians to make wealth. Gives you the sole purpose. Since the purpose is that he may establish his covenant. So God gives the Christian power to make wealth, that he, God, may establish his covenant, which is swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. What is God saying? God is saying that the purpose of prospering any Christian is not about you and your family. Very important Christians understand this. God says, when I prosper you as a child of God, as my child, when I prosper you, it's not about you. It's about me, said the Lord. The Lord says that when he prospers the Christian, it's not about the Christian and his family or her family. It's about God and what he wants done. So because he, God, wants his covenant of righteousness to be established, that and the Christians being the body of Christ, being members of his body, the members through which he functions, that is why he prospers you, so that you fulfill and establish his covenant of righteousness. That's what God says. And there's what is very important when it comes to financial kingdom finances. It's very important Christians get this understanding, because many do not have this understanding. You say, as a Christian, be careful, because you can live life and live an empty life. People may sing your praises and clap for you, but the end, Jesus returns, will tell you it's an empty life. It's an empty life. And many have lived that life and they are no more on this earth. But they live that life. And right after they lived all the millions in their bank, and they wasted their life. So it was a waste of time and a waste of life. There are many who are no more here and probably may even be in heaven. Right? And wish that when they are on earth, they have used that money for what it was meant for. It's important. So at the present time, a man of God may say tell you this truth, and it may not agree well with your flesh. Your flesh will not like it. Right? But what God sends us to tell you, if you humble yourself to listen, at the end, in the next age to come, you will know that you made the right choice. Don't look at other Christians and the way they live their life. You have to make a decision that I'm going to live my life according to the word of God. Because at the end of it all, this world will pass away very soon. And when they pass away, how you lived will determine. Will determine your eternity. Money is a good tool. money is a good tool. The Bible says, the preacher says that money is a defense. So money is a good tool, but can be a terrible God. Though money is a good tool, it can be a terrible God too. Prosperity is of God, and the Lord, like the psalmist says, delights in the prosperity of his servants. But when Christians are not careful, this same prosperity may come with certain ditches. It should never be difficult for you, the Christian, to give towards God's work or to help the needy. It's very bad when giving towards God's purposes, whether to expand the kingdom or help a brother in need, comes with eternal or external conflicts. So there are some people, there are different classes of Christians. There are some Christians who will do what God tells them to do. They will do it at the long run. But they do it in pain. They do it out of compulsion and fear. That is not Christianity. When it comes to finances, because God delights in a cheerful giver. If you are not giving out of gratitude, then don't give it at all. If you will not do it out of joy, then don't give it. You are just wasting your time. It's very bad when giving towards God's purposes, whether to expand the kingdom or help a brother in need, comes with, it's when it comes with internal or external conflicts. That's very bad. If your giving is not out of a cheerful heart, then don't give at all. Don't make money your God. It's because many have made money their God. Don't make money your God. Many have. You may have made money your God without even knowing. And when money becomes a God, it means you have made yourself a God or even others. Anytime you find it hard giving towards God's purposes, you are saying that you got the money or you got that money or riches by your own strength and doing. That is the truth. Anytime you find it hard giving towards God's purposes, you are saying that I got this money by my own strength and doing. And that is very bad. God doesn't measure you by speech, but he weighs your actions. Almost every Christian says, my riches come from God. Almost every Christian will tell you that. My riches come from God. Oh, if God who blessed me has not been God, I wouldn't have gotten this far. They will say it and say it and repeat it over and over. Almost all of them, they say that.
Connect, engage, grow. This is the church app you've been waiting for. A whole community in your pocket. Download the free app for faith, fellowship, and fun, all at your fingertips. Watch, listen, and download life-transforming teachings. Chats, quizzes, and meaningful connection, all in one free app. Light Embassy Church.
But the actions of many prove otherwise. But like Hannah said, God is not by your speech or lip service. God, he weighs your actions. So the actions of many prove otherwise. They pretend in the public. But deep down, inside is different. Their actions to prove otherwise. When it comes to Jehovah, it's not about speeches, but your actions and the condition of the heart. If it pains you for giving to God or the needy, then that is evil. You remember that man, Jesus gave the story of that man who said that he had stored so many goods. His crops have brought forth so many, and he has stored them. And so that's so. You have so many to eat and to drink. And what did God say? God said, that fool. God called that man a fool. Because today your soul shall be required of you. And who will it be? All these crops, who will it belong to? All the part you have stored in the bank, who will it belong to? That's what God said to that man. See, at that time, the man was a farmer. But the principle may apply to the person who has got so much money in the account, just holding it so that you have so much for him and his family. The same principle. You are like that same person. When God sees such a mind or an attitude, it's foolishness to God. God called that man, say that fool. And he just said that the man was not rich unto God, but he was rich unto himself. What did he mean? When you are rich unto God, it means that this riches is being used to establish his covenant of righteousness. When you are rich to yourself, it means that you want to just make world so you become rich. If you still become rich and have men worshipping you and applauding you. If it becomes a selfish attitude mentality, you just want to have so that you and only your family will enjoy. Such an attitude, God says, is foolishness. See, that's a person who's not rich unto God. Be rich unto God and not unto yourself. Be rich unto God. God has told you why he prospers you as a Christian. Establish his covenant. That means to be rich unto him. If you say God gave you that money, why should it pain you for giving towards his cause? Now, almost every Christian says that God gave me that money. Why should it then pain you for giving towards his cause? It proves you never believed it. You're just pretending. You never believed it in your heart. Anytime it becomes painful to give to God or for God, you are saying to God that I prospered by my own strength, power, and intelligence. God has a response to you, and that is, and thou say in thy heart, my power, you see, God didn't say, and thou say in my mouth, through thy mouth or in thy mouth. But God knows that, like Jesus said, they call me Lord, Lord, but they don't do what I tell them. Know that when it comes to their mouth, people will say things, but in their heart, it's not the same. You may see what really is not in your heart. So God says, the response of God is, and thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. And because you say in your heart that it's your power and your might, that the might of thy hand that have gotten you this wealth, that is why it pains you for giving towards God's way. That's why it pains you for giving it to help a brother or a sister in need. That is why it pains you, because you are saying in your heart that it's your power and your might of your hand that had gotten you this world. So you always considering, am I the only person? Should I go and work and bring it to God? Should I go and spend 10 hours, 40 hours, 60 hours a week and make money, and then I should rather bring it to the church? Should I go and work and for 100 hours, for 60 hours and get money and then come and give it to a brother or sister who is needy, who need? Why shouldn't she also go and get a work to do? So when that becomes your mentality, when you start thinking along that line, when it becomes your thought pattern, you are in a very bad position. It's wrong. It's very wrong. God doesn't like that. The Bible says the carnal mind is enmity against God. You see, it's very wrong. Anytime you think along that line, you are saying in your heart that my power and the might of my hand have gotten me in this world. It's evil and it's wrong. But God says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Why? Now, you are saying that it's God who gave you that money. You are saying that it's God that prospered you. And this God says that I prospered you so that you establish my covenant of righteousness. What is the meaning of establishing his covenant of righteousness? Is to help expand his kingdom, also help the brother in need, the stranger, the widow, that poor brother in the church. is what pertains or entails establishing his covenant. So now when you come back and then you find it hard to do these things, then you are lying to yourself. You are saying there is no God who gave you that word. Because if it is God who gave you that word, you should have known the purpose of who gave you that word. So you will not cry foul over using God's own money for his purpose. You see that? Any time then becomes you complaining about some of these things, then you are saying that you got this money by your own will. It's wrong. It's wrong. God says that you are deceiving yourself, because it is He, God, that gives you the power to get wealth, not so that you hoard it, but you establish His covenant. God tells the Christian the purpose of prospering him. As long as you are not fulfilling this purpose, you are failing God. God doesn't prosper you so you and your family become very, very rich. That's not the purpose. When you're a Christian, that's not the reason for God prospering you. Don't let anyone lie to you. God doesn't prosper you so you and your family become very, very, very rich. No. This is the mentality of many Christians, a mindset born out of selfishness. How is God like? When you don't carry out the purpose for Him prospering you, you see how it goes like. If God prospers you as a Christian, but you don't carry out the purpose for Him prospering that to establish His covenant of righteousness, God will not come back and take that money, that wealth from you. No. God will never take back what He has given you. He is too big to do that. God, that such attitude will open up for the devil to bring you down or attack your business, or you have to open up for the devil to do that. But God Himself, anyone who is in some preachers also, when they want to make money from the congregation, they will put fear in them and tell them that, well, if you don't give this money, God will also lay His hands and take back what He has given you. No, God is too big to do that. God will not do that. The devil sure will come and have avenues to do that, but God will not take back. God is too big to take back what He has blessed you with. Why? Because I want to tell you that He didn't, it's not like, do something so I bless you. It's the moment when you don't do something and God says, I'll take it back. Then it sounds like, oh, God was blessing you because you also were doing something. No, God blesses you because He's good. So because of His goodness, His goodness is not dependent or predicated on your behavior. So what He tells you is that, when He blesses you and you don't use it for what which He gave you for that money for, if He blesses you but you don't use it for that purpose, He will not come back and take it from you. The devourer may come in, but God will not do that. What God rather does is that He will increase other people around you, whether in your family, whether in your community, whether in the church. He will increase other people around you. He will prosper them so much, so what you have becomes nothing. That's what He does. He will not take back what He has given you, but the people around you, He will prosper them. He will, over years, He will prosper them so much, so that what you have rather becomes nothing. This is how God is. And He does that to show you that He's God who gives man power to make work. Child of God, don't worship money. Don't worship money. See money for what it is. A tool to do good. You see, if God can have your money, it means He has your heart. It is as simple as that. If God can have your money, it means He has your heart. The moment is very difficult for you to give towards the things of God. It means that God doesn't have your heart. It means that God doesn't own you. You may say that God owns me, but in truth, He doesn't own you. Your security should be God and not money. Your security should be God and not money. When your life becomes about hoarding money, it shows where your confidence lies. Don't be like the pagans. Don't be like the rest of the world. Like Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. God bless you.